Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time, TuneIn. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And you know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Bankers Title, handling your commercial and residential closings. You can call Carol Butler at 409-7614. That's also posted on our website. Bankers Title, integrity, security, and excellence. And speaking of excellence, joining us here in the studio, our first guests of 2019, Fox and the Bear. How are you guys today?
We're doing great. Thank you. How are you?
No, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I hope you're going to have a happy new year.
Same to you.
Hope you had good holidays and everything.
Yes, we did.
Lots of food. Too much food.
Getting
back into the health swing with the new year.
I know.
what would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
This one's called Elmira.
Excellent. Here's Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise. Sunrise here with the Fox and Bear. Actually, it's Fox and the Bear.
Yeah. Thank you. I know. We like.
Do people do that often?
They do. It's okay. Yeah. We get like the Fox and the Bear or Fox and Bear a lot.
Yeah.
Which is totally fine.
It's an endearing nickname thing. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, actually, you're Jamie and Gina Anderson, correct?
Yes. Those are our birth names. We didn't change our name.
Really?
Yes.
You're not like the Hunts and everybody's named with a J.
No. It's so funny. Our older siblings, it's kind of funny though, yeah, like Michelle and David. Mm-hmm. They do not have J names, but when I guess
they have
both
J
have,
middle names.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. They both have J middle names, and that wasn't planned. It just happened. And I guess like when we were born, they were like, oh, they have to have J's in their name. So it kind of, it's almost like it, but not quite.
I see. Yeah. Well, it seems to be an affinity for the letter J in this area because a lot of people are named for J. I know.
It's a nice name. Nice letter.
Are you originally from Virginia Beach?
Yes.
You've always lived
there?
All
of our lives, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where did you get to go to school out there?
We were actually homeschooled.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
That's another thing that you have in common with the Hunts.
Yeah, I know.
We're actually good friends.
You're good friends with them.
Yes, they're wonderful.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
We just connected over the J and the homeschooling and music.
What made you want to name yourselves after animals?
Oh, that's a great question. So funny. Do you want to tell the story?
I know that one of you likes... one animal, and right. One of you likes the other animal. Yes. But why did you want to name yourself after animals in the first place?
That's so good. So, like, we had, I think Fox and or Bear kept coming up in potential names. Like, we wanted it to sound cool, but we also wanted it to be meaningful. Like, we didn't want it to just, I don't know, be silly. Mm-hmm. So we kind of got desperate, and we're, like, sitting on the couch one night, and I just was like, Gina, what about Fox and the Bear? And she was like, well, I don't hate it. So we kind of kept that, like put a pin in it and did a little research and found there's an Aesop's fable about a bear and a fox.
Right.
And the moral of the fable was to beware of what you boast about.
Oh.
So that's what we really liked.
Why did that resonate with you, John?
Do you want to talk? I feel like I'm talking too
much. Oh, it's fine. It's really easy to like get in a place where it's like a holier than thou kind of thing and uh-huh. like forgetting where you started. So we always wanted to have that as like the backbone. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't want to change just like, I don't know, I think in the music industry, it's easy to kind of lose sight
compromise
of things. Compromise. Yeah. And like think maybe you're better than you are.
Yeah. Like, what are the things that you're boasting in now? Is it, like, the same standard that you had when you started kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, before I get to your EP and other things that are going on with you, before we leave the name, Gina, why do you like the fox? And Jamie, why do you like the bear?
We are diving deep into this. I like it.
I just think, like, foxes are so cool looking, and they're, like, very graceful, and, like, I don't know if you've ever seen them diving in the snow, like, during the winter. It's the coolest thing ever.
Oh, they're really cool.
You need to look up a video. It's so cool.
It's very satisfying.
I've heard some people refer to it as, like, a land dolphin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they just, like, jump up, and they nosedive into the snow.
Wow. And you've seen this?
On video, yes. Oh, never in real life. Maybe one day.
That's her goal.
I said, man, how much snow out there in Virginia Beach are foxes diving into?
Only like once a year. Our blizzard that we get. Yeah.
They're very majestic creatures.
Yeah, I think I hope that maybe a bear doesn't like mirror me, but I think foxes are kind of like, I don't know. I think of Gina as kind of like, because they're clever and... Great, you said graceful, like majestic. I think that Gina's like that. I don't know what a bear says about me, but I just always liked, I think from the time I was young, I loved bears. Are first, they're like teddy bears. Everyone has them.
Were
adorable.
You into Winnie the Pooh?
I was actually. That's so funny. Yes. My dad would actually call me that. That was like my nickname. I loved them. And then I think I loved how like protective mother bears were. Like they're just... I don't know. There's something about bears that are just like, wow, they just are so
it's amazing
loving
that, like,
and
things like that roam on Earth. Like these huge monsters.
Yeah, and they like
things.
They look cuddly, but they could kill you. Like
with
it's just
one
this beautiful paradox of an animal. So yeah. I think that's my answer.
We're talking with Fox and the Bear and the origins of Fox and the Bear.
I don't think we've ever gotten that deep though.
Only on
you haven't been on my
Sunday.
Show before.
Right. This is no kiddie pool. This is the deep end.
What else would you like to play for us first?
What are we going to play?
This next one is Silverchair. And this is one I wrote a couple years ago.
Okay.
So we're going to go into that.
Excellent. Here's Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise.
receiving. Though your beauty may fade, stacked up high against your grievance, is a love that will not waste.
And the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you.
So when was it that you learned that you guys could sing so well together? I know you've lived your entire lives together.
Right.
But when was it that you said, oh.
Just one magical moment.
Yeah,
it was like we've always sang, but we didn't learn to harmonize till we were
later
in our teens. Yeah. Like I didn't learn till I was about 15 how mm-hmm. to harmonize. Jamie like has always been better at picking things up pretty quick.
Doll.
Uh-huh.
So she would harmonize with me. So I was like, oh, this sounds pretty good. And then I learned so we could do even more stuff than before. It wasn't just like always catering to my voice. And that's
so you guys could trade off the main vocal and mm-hmm. have a harmony from the other.
So that's when we kind of realized like late teens that we could sing together pretty mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, because our mom and our grandmother, I don't know about dad. I don't know if he sings.
Dad does not sing.
I don't think he does. But
uh-huh.
they sang. And so... I mean, we grew up with music, mm-hmm. but it wasn't, I feel like we were late to the game. It wasn't until like teens. And then we had a talent show at our church.
Oh.
And people were like, you should sing something. And
oh.
That's just kind of.
Did you win?
No. It was a fundraiser. It was like there are no winners.
Everyone was a winner, but we felt like the winners in our heart because we actually got through it without throwing up. Gina was not nervous. I was like about to leave. I was like, yo, you can do it yourself.
Yeah.
This has been fun.
She literally came to me. She's like, Gina, are you okay going solo on this? And I was like, no, not really.
I'm a little upset about it.
So when did you decide you wanted to put out a record, an EP? You put it out in 2017?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's actually been almost 2 years
since
it's been out.
It's about time for something else.
Yeah, we're working on it. It's in the works.
Yeah? What is in the works?
A full-length album. Mm-hmm. So you got to keep your ears open.
Yeah,
we're
shooting for spring, so we're hoping to get into the studio this month.
Mm-hmm.
And
this will be all new original tracks.
Yes, we will have the EP songs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
On there as well.
Okay.
But there will be like seven
a
new
lot of new
songs.
Stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. How many are on the EP?
Three.
Three. Mm-hmm, okay. Yes. So this will be like an 11 or 10 or 11 song
mm-hmm, yep.
record.
Yes.
Wow. Are you excited?
We're excited. It's like mixed emotions. It's excitement and like dread and terror.
It's a big step. Yeah. Because for so long, we're like, yeah, we have something. We have songs. And we don't have to go any farther. It's right. like, but you have to keep moving forward.
Yeah.
But it is like a scarier step because, like, with an album, it opens even more doors. To go into with the business, so
yeah,
it is cool.
But yeah, we're excited.
Where are you recording this?
We are actually
one of our friends is dabbling in producing. He's really good.
Is that this Jake Hall?
No, actually,
he moved to Oregon.
We missed.
He moved to Oregon.
He did.
Yes,
it was
Jake
literally
moved to Oregon.
Jake moved to Oregon.
He's
like
amazing.
Literally 2 weeks after we recorded with him.
Yeah.
He says, "Well, I'm done with this. I'm leaving
right?
you.
Like,
see
that
you.
Was, we were like,
I'm
Jake,
going to Oregon.
Where are you going?
It was the most perfect timing. Like if we had asked him like a week later,
he
we
couldn't
have had
it.
A chance because he was, was writing
crazy.
A score for a musical.
Oh, wow.
And he was planning on moving, like packing in the process. So we're like, oh my gosh, like the stars aligned.
Yeah. And the way we met Jake was through, not a lot of people know this, but it's like Trader Joe's.
Right.
He worked at Trader Joe's and we were frequent shoppers. And we were just like, he looks like a musician. And like after, I think it was 3 years after we had kind of just like became grocery store friends with him.
I see.
He was like, yeah, I'm into producing music now. Like, if you want to do anything, let me know. We're like, are you kidding? It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what else would you like to do for us? We're talking with Fox and the Bear. And would you like to do one more?
Yes, of course. Is it okay if I switch this out? I've got to get the ukulele.
Yes, but of course.
Okay, and it's good to unplug? I don't want to
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Blow the listener
go ahead.
Drums.
Go
perfect.
Ahead. Right. No, it's not like being on stage.
Okay. Oh,
that's good.
It really isn't, but I've had people tune during the interview and everything. So
wow! That's awesome. That's wonderful. Okay.
Oh yeah,
so
you'd
I
be
have...
surprised. Some national artists I've interviewed have done an entire tuning while sitting there talking to me.
Oh my god!
It's amazing.
Wow!
I'm like,
crazy. One,
are you really doing this all at the same time?
Like, what are you? I wasn't ready for this. Did I?
The capo.
Okay, this next one, this is our last one, and this one is called The Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote this one, I was like going through, you can hear it in the song, it's a little angsty.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this, I was trying to work through things, and like, I felt like I was dealing with a lot of fear in my life and like confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is kind of just what came out of it. And it resonates differently for different people. But that's just kind of where it started.
Okay.
But it's called The Chapel. I hope you enjoy it.
Here's Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Fox and the Bear with an angsty song. My gosh. And all these will be on your new record.
Yes.
you decided on a title for the new record, or are you just...
We're keeping it a secret for now.
Keeping it a secret.
We're being mysterious.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I really do wish you the best with it.
Thank you.
I hope you will certainly send it to me so we can play it on the
air. Oh, of course. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
It would be
an honor.
Oh, no problem. it's interesting. You guys are such great instrumentalists, too.
Oh, thank you.
What made you choose the mandolin, if you don't mind my asking?
That's a good question. It's funny. It just kind of, like, progressed as we got older. Like, I started guitar when I was younger, and then... I think mandolin kind of like when the folk scene started coming back into popularity.
Yeah, like with the big boom with
like the Lumineers and stuff like that.
It was so popular. Like everyone had a mandolin or a banjo.
You're a big Lumineers fan.
Oh, yes.
I love the Lumineers.
You can hear a little bit in that, yeah.
Yeah, like the influences.
Yes.
And mandolin, I think I just was like, oh, I want to try that. Like that seems like a cool. And so I got one. Like a little, I think it was a Savannah, so it was probably like $50 or something for my birthday, and just kind of took off from there. Gina learned the ukulele and taught it to me.
Wow. Gina, you mostly play the guitar, though.
I do. We switch off a lot during our like 3-hour sets, but
it's your preferred instrument.
Yeah, I stick with the guitar. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's good at it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for doing this today. Oh, I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, you got our year kicked off just the right way.
Woohoo. All right.
Same for us. Yeah. Thank you for letting us start off our year on such a cool show.
I know. Great note.
happy 2019 to everybody.
Yes.
And that's going to do it for me, Fox and the Bear, here on Hunter at Sunrise.